While we're on the topic of Vegas weddings, it's time to check in with our road trippers, mid-century maestro Charles Phoenix and day-to-day senior producer Steve Proffitt. They're spending the week driving from L.A. to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where this weekend a 1957 Plymouth Belvedere will be unearthed from a vault where it was buried 50 years ago as a time capsule. But back to Vegas. The first stop on the trip they are calling Destination Time Capsule. Charles and Steve hit the road, appropriately enough, in a vintage car belonging to Charles. He calls it Bonnie. She is a 61 mint green Pontiac Bonneville. Here's Steve.
Before we could even get out of town, Bonnie's air conditioner went on the fritz and she started overheating. We managed to get her to Charles' mechanic in Hollywood.
First one hose broke, then the compressor broke, then the other hose broke, okay?
Mechanic Steve Carthew had worked and worked diligently on Bonnie to prepare for this trip, but...
Sometimes old cars break your heart.
Yes, still, Charles was stoic about it all.
I've had enough old cars to know this is sometimes what happens. The sad thing is I don't have another old car that we can just hop in and go.
But he does have a fairly new Dodge Magnum with airbags and an FM radio.
At least now we have a reliable automobile instead of those pesky old cars.
Okay, Las Vegas, here we come again.
Vegas is our first stop because Charles is performing there, performing a wedding. He went online to be ordained. We're at the Las Vegas Neon Museum, also known as the Boneyard. Hundreds of old neon signs, some dating back to the 1930s, are collected here. It's an unusual bit of Vegas history.
The neon graveyard is all about faded red and yellow paint. There's a little turquoise, there's some blue, some white. I see the Aladdin's lamp, the silver slipper. What do we have? We have all kinds of different neon everything here. This is where old Las Vegas neon goes to die.
But today, it's full of life. Under a blazing sun, friends and family gather for a wedding, a marriage of two friends of Charles.
Bruce is the world's leading collector of smiley face memorabilia. And Suzanne is a vivacious architect here in Las Vegas. And together, they have a fun-filled, festive life. And so no place could be more fitting for them to be married than in the Las Vegas Neon Graveyard.
Friends and family of the bride and groom, welcome. And thank you for being here on this important day in this very important place with these very important people. We are gathered to celebrate the very special love between Bruce and Suzanne by joining them in marriage. All of us need and desire to love and to be loved.
Of course, as is fitting for a Las Vegas wedding, the music is supplied by an Elvis impersonator.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
It is now my pleasure to, pronounce you husband and wife. You may now kiss the bride.
Charles, you were fantastic. That was a great wedding. You performed magnificently at the Las Vegas Neon Museum, also known as the Boneyard. I'm Steve Proffitt.
I'm Charles Phoenix, Destination Time Capsule.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.